From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The road home has been at the center of a difficult transition in how the Salt Lake area manages its homeless services. Yesterday, the nonprofit closed its downtown facility for good. But that same day, it announced a $5 million donation from a charity backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. KUER's John Reed has more on where that money will go.
The Road Homes director, Michelle Flynn, says the nonprofit was one of 32 organizations across the country handpicked by national leaders in ending homelessness.
Kind of feels like the Oscars for us. It's a lot of money that nonprofits don't usually get all at one time.
The grant is a big vote of confidence, especially for a group that received a lot of criticism over closing their flagship shelter. But Flynn says she wants people to know the Road Home isn't going anywhere. The group still runs two other shelters and has hundreds of units of permanent supportive housing across Salt Lake County.
Actually, more of our budget is spent on housing services than shelter services. We have more people in housing on a given night than we do in shelter.
She says that focus on housing was part of the reason they got the grant, which will go mostly to bolster housing programs for families and a new data system to better match people with housing opportunities. John Reed, KUER News.
A report published this week graded 506 cities around the U.S. on how inclusive their towns are to the LGBTQ community. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, our region was all over the map.
The Human Rights Campaign Foundation and the Equality Federation Institute published the report. It found that some Mountain West cities have become more inclusive to the LGBTQ community in the last year, and some cities in our region, including Missoula, Denver, and Reno, got the top score of 100. The scores are based on how well cities suppress discrimination against members of the LGBTQ community in things like law enforcement and employment. But many other cities here scored very poorly, with all cities in Wyoming and Utah scoring under 70. Rock Springs, Wyoming, had one of the lowest rankings nationally with a score of 0. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Utah's highest scoring city for LGBTQ inclusivity was Salt Lake City with 66. Meanwhile, its lowest scoring city was Orem with 20. In impeachment hearings this week, Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart repeatedly called the inquiry into President Trump's dealing with Ukraine unfair and lacking any evidence of wrongdoing. The Democratic-led impeachment inquiry is investigating whether the president withheld military aid to Ukraine in exchange for a political favor earlier this year. Stewart is Utah's only representative on the House Intelligence Committee, which heard from 9 witnesses this week. He said yesterday that the House will likely vote to impeach the president, and that's good news because things will be different when the impeachment moves to the Senate.
And in the U.S. Senate, there won't be any secret testimony. There's not going to be dishonest leadership or a chairman who refuses to let us ask appropriate questions or to deny a defense.
Republicans have asked for several witnesses to appear publicly, including the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. Democrats have not allowed those witnesses, but have allowed Republicans to call others. Senator Mitt Romney attended a meeting today held by President Trump to discuss vaping rates among young people. In a release, Romney said there are differing views on how to combat high rates of youth vaping, but he hopes the administration will move forward on a flavor ban. Either way, he said he will continue to push his own legislation that would enact a flavor ban and promote more preventative measures. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, pumpkin pies are in high demand, but people looking to bake one from scratch might have trouble finding a pumpkin in their local grocery store this year. There was a freeze in Utah this October, and
the pumpkin crops kind of tanked early.
That's Sarah Roach, facility manager at Historic Wheeler Farm in Murray. They don't grow crops anymore, but they do sell pumpkins and can usually count on deliveries through November. But their last one this year came around October 20th, and the pumpkins were underwhelming.
We had just little small pumpkins left that were not as affected by the freeze as the larger ones were.
So this may be the year for the canned stuff. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.